Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. And don't forget, podcast, KXOradio.com. If the show today rings your bell or you want to share it with somebody else, it has been captured in perpetuity and exists over at KXOradio.com. We are going to jump right in today, and we have a guest. His name is Rene Rodriguez. He's a his master's of social work. He's working towards his licensure. He's a psychiatric social worker for the County of Imperial. Welcome. Good morning, Rene.
Good morning. Thank you very much for allowing me to be here.
Some of you some of our listeners may actually know you from your previous lifetime. You were a postal employee for quite some time, huh?
Oh, yes. I traveled to the years in the Postal Service and had a lot of different experiences as well.
So this is your second career?
Well, yes.
So if you were in the El Centro Post Office, you know, like 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, whatever, and you saw somebody who looked like, geez, that person should be a therapist. Just look at them. They're so caring. They treat my package with love and care. They have empathy for me at the front desk. You were probably dealing with Rene.
Well, thank you very much. Those were kind words.
You actually were a good employee. I mean, definitely got good service from you over.
Thank you very much.
And they're a good gang over at the El Centro Post Office. Good people, huh?
Absolutely. It's a professional crowd over there.
All of them?
Yes.
All of Post Office. But what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today I was asked to talk a little bit about depression and anxiety. This subject takes many hours to be able to clarify, but we'll try to put it all in a nutshell.
Okay.
Really quick. One thing about depression and anxiety, they coexist. And I could tell you one thing, Scott and Maria, when you run into somebody who has depression, there's a 70% chance that they're going to have a coexisting anxiety disorder. And likewise, when you run into somebody with anxiety, they may have the symptoms of depression.
Does that make it different? I mean, I guess you're the person who does the diagnosis work for sometimes, right? Because you do intake assessments?
Absolutely.
Does it make it difficult to tell who's who because there's so much stuff going on together?
Yes, mm-hmm. And that's why at Behavior Health, when we do the intakes, we're able to elicit symptom information and we're able to clarify and be able to come out with a concise diagnosis. And the important thing about that, Scott and Maria, is that if we have a client who comes in with depressive symptoms and we're not looking for any other access ones, conditions, anxiety, and, you know, what have you, we're really not treating the person as absolute as we can. Take, for example, we have somebody that comes in with depression and they say, okay, I feel sad, I'm not sleeping well. And we treat just for the depression and not for the anxiety disorder. Then we're not treating the whole person.
Is this primarily adults or does it go across the board for children too?
Well, Maria,
and adolescents.
That's the whole thing too. Right now, I'm working with children and adults. However, one thing that I've been focused on, because I also do medical social work, is the elderly with the...
Don't look at me when you say it. I saw you like looking at me, going mad dogging me. Like,
yeah, the elderly with the symptoms of anxiety and disorder.
I'm prematurely gray, okay?
Yeah. And you'll be surprised to hear that many... doctors are missing the symptoms of anxiety and disorder.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.